name's Emma and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. It's the 8th of September and the time 2009 and the time is 3:24 p.m. Can I please ask you for your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
My name is Teresa Brinkley. It's 4th of the 5th, 76, and I'm from Chailey near Lewis.
How do you feel?
Apprehensive. Slightly nervous, quite excited.
How did you hear about the project?
I'm not sure I can recall, but I think it was something in the press. It's either the press or the web. Don't know any more than that, because that's too far ago.
What made you want to take part?
It was a bit of an impulsive decision, actually. I just thought there are very few people who would get the opportunity to do it, which I'm sure lots of people have said. Other than that, I thought it was a moment recorded in history. Me being on TV or in front of a camera or recorded full stop is a nightmare for me, so it was on that level quite a challenge. And I suppose in the back of my mind I thought it's quite unlikely I'm going to get picked, so it was a bit of a punt. I thought it was a very interesting project. I know the Anthony who's sort of come up with this idea. I know some of his other artwork. I think he's a very interesting man. Other than that, yeah, I guess it was just why not?
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Actually, I found out that I had a place after I got back from a holiday and then discovered that I hadn't got the place because I hadn't managed to respond within time, so ultimately I was gutted, but I managed to get in touch with the team and eventually got a cancellation spot. So from having thought, oh gosh, I can't make it, I was then elated because I could, but that gave me a 4-day window to get an idea together, which meant that it's been quite a frantic weekend, and as you now know, my plan hasn't quite come together, so we'll be making the most of what we can.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what
we
were doing?
Who's this going out to? Is it going out live or is it going out after?
After.
Okay, then fine. It's I'm going to mummify myself with sort of fake bandages, and I'm then going to hang around my neck a sign saying lesbian mummy. And I'm then going to put up a board promoting Stonewall, which is a charity for gay, transgender, bisexual people. I'm not an activist, and I don't campaign on any other level for any other charity, but I have a son now, and that's something that has changed my outlook on how important it is that gayness in society is accepted and adopted, or that at least there are legal provisions for us to have a perfectly normal family life, and for him to grow up hopefully not being perceived or treated any different. So it's sort of just a matter close to my heart.
How did you hear about the charity?
They're kind of quite big in the gay press, so It's a name that I've come across before, off of a letter that I wrote to the Times, protesting at something that had been stated. I was asked if I wanted to be a media volunteer for Stonewall, which I'm not. But when this opportunity came up, I kind of thought, you know, if you have to identify yourself, you guys ask us to identify yourselves in three ways, and I am a lesbian, a partner, and a mother. If you get down to the basics of it. Not in that order, but that's a big factor in my life, which I don't really like to chat about, but I have the freedom to do what I like in the UK, and I think that it's important that I recognise, appreciate and support that for other people that are like me.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about your family?
Not a huge amount particularly, but I have a son who's 14 months. I never expected to have kids, so that's a big change in my life plan, who I adore. He is created, I didn't give birth to him, but he is biologically mine, so my partner and I decided to have a baby by sharing the process so that he is equally part of our lives. She gave birth to him, but he looks like me, so it's very much about co-parenting, and I think we're extremely lucky to be able to do that. Not in that I don't think that it shouldn't be acceptable. I think it's a sign of how progressive the society that we live in is, and I hope that more people are capable of having families that way if they choose to.
What about the family that you came from?
I grew up in Sevenoaks in Kent in the height of convention. I went to grammar school. I did reasonably well. I went to university. I did reasonably well. I have a sister. I have a large family of aunties and uncles. And I had a charming, and still do, have a fantastic family life. I have a granny who is the helm of our crew, really, and who also adores her great-grandson. He was the first. I couldn't hope for better. And I would hope more and many more people have the same sort of family life that I do, including my son.
Where do you live now?
I live near Lewes in East Sussex.
You said you went to university. What did you study?
I studied a form of biology, mostly including parasites.
And what job do you do now?
I'm a sort of a commercial operations head in a company, in a design company. I do nothing to do with parasites. I made the decision that I could either go through the fieldwork opportunity of having a rich life or the alternative of lab work, in which case you earned some money and you spoke to no one. So I ditched biology and went into, by fluke, into graphic design work. Not as a designer myself, but as a production assistant, and worked through the remit from there.
What does your job entail at the moment?
Working out who's going to do what and how we're going to make money. Mostly.
Right. So what does home life entail at the moment?
Nappies. And night feeds. And occasionally getting a weekend to go to Barcelona or something nice when the grandparents step in.
Is there anything you like to do as a family?
Get outside. We're very outdoorsy. We have a dog. We don't have a white picket fence, but we live in the country and spend time together. We don't get enough time together. I work in London, which is quite a long way from Sussex. So yeah, normal stuff.
What are your hopes?
What are my hopes and ambitions? That I will have a house that's slightly bigger than the one that we have, that my gorgeous little boy will have a gorgeous little brother to play with / beat up in the average childhood manner, that I will earn sufficient money so that I'm not miserable, and that society is very accepting and happy and embracing of who we are as individuals.
Coming back to the plinth, what do you hope to gain? Is there anything you hope to gain from your
I guess not crapping myself would be a big advantage. Seriously, to not make a tit of myself would be quite a good thing, although increasingly I'm thinking that's going to be highly likely. Experience, I guess. It's a moment in time.
I'm thinking about the people watching your hour. Is there anything you'd like them to gain?
I think it's really tricky here because obviously you haven't got noise. Oh, sorry. You haven't got noise in the square. So when I was watching and researching what to do, I'm not sure how engaging I'm going to be here. Obviously, it's a beautiful day outside, so lots of people are just watching, spending time, chilling. What do I think they're going to get? I'm not sure. Hopefully no one will throw eggs at my pro-gay sign.
You got anything else you'd like to add?
Not right now, other than thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.